soap. You use soap in the showers.
Oh, raid yudin fat, made from Jewish flesh. It was like a rock.
So you would be handed soap, which was really human
when
flesh.
When we went to take a shower.
When you took a shower.
Yeah.
And you knew what it was.
R-F-A, rein yudin fat, clear Jewish fat, that's made from the flesh. In the morning, they count us, see if nobody's missing. Like in Auschwitz, it was big ditches, you know, around the electric wires. And every 16, 17 meters was a SS with a machine gun in case you try right away to kill you. Nobody had a mind. Even the civilian clothes they put in the back of the coat, blue and white stripes. So anytime you go out, right away they will see you.
In Auschwitz, did you think you were going to survive Auschwitz?
I thought, you know, the war would be over a year. Yeah. I see a year, and the Polacks told me the war will go on and on.
So we hear about the Jews, they were tattooed with their number.
Yeah, they had some kind of a sharp pen with ink, and they put, you know, B-25-26. This is second transport was right here like this.
And there you're showing it to me right now.
Right here, you see.
Isn't that
so
something?
So when I came to Oklahoma City, I said to the guy, put me some butterfly. I said, I'm going to put it over, try to forget, but you never can forget.
But he made it look like a butterfly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now everybody's getting a tattoo today.
I'm telling you.
That is something.
Everybody, you know, hey, what is the number? You know, people, they didn't know.
So then when the Germans began to lose to the Russians, they moved the healthy prisoners to Dachau.
Well, from Auschwitz, they go in exchange the Jewish prisoners for Germans. That was, they gave us the story. What they was trying to do, get us underground, but tilt close to the Garmisch, you know, the mountains, you know, say, and turn the water loose and wipe them out. You get it?
Yes.
Believe it or not, we marched one day. The second day was already end of April. So we stayed in a forest in Bavaria. I had a little blanket I was wearing rolled up like the soldiers. And I covered myself up, laying down on the ground by a tree, tried to fall asleep. And we got up in the morning, we start looking, and everybody, we don't see what's in the SS, what's happened? We start looking, it was Bad Tölz. It was a little village, three stories in Germany. The white flags, a lot of people for excitement, they just died. And we saw the dead horses. The Russian was running. We wasn't a lot of Russian. They cut the dead meat and stuff. I said, oh, no, I'm not going to eat.
The Russians ate the horses.
They were so hungry. You have no idea. Anyway, after 3-4 hours, the F-boats and the American 45th Division, the boats, the trucks, they came. And I hardly could walk, you know. They took us to Munich. Flakkazern was over there. The German Wehrmacht was staying. They took three guys, gave it a room, gave it the blankets. And a French doctor came, checked everybody, and said, we got to start giving him a little bit of wine to get his stomach shrinking. And soup. Every day the doctor checked us. The Germans used to get ration, the bread and everything. We used to get double. I had so much bread I accumulated. I went on the black market and traded for razor blades. And from the razor blades, for a while, the Germans liked the cigarettes. I started trading. I said, no, they're going to catch me. I will not be able to come to America. And believe it or not, after 6 months, it was a guy, he was in the camp too with me from Latvia, Bertman. He said, you want a nice apartment? I said, get me anything. Sie waren mit Abitur, other boys. We had a nice apartment.
In?
Munich.
Munich.
Munich.